This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
A lovely Friday out there.
It's about to be. It's about the rain's going to stop, and it's, you know, it's going to clear up.
Meteorologist Zach Arnn chiming in here.
You know, I
once get ready weather.
Once looked at the radar.
You once looked at the radar. Oh, there it is. It sounds like I put a paper clip into an electrical socket when you play that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or someone dropped a toaster in the bathtub with me or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like there.
Hey, short form today. Got the NFL draft. Got baseball tonight. Which we will be
benefiting.
Yeah,
this show is 3 hours, as it should be every damn day of the week.
We will be benefiting today.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Every day we should do this.
I think so. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Now, before
Nays,
we...
ayes have it.
Let's show the people what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. DQ. Oh,
DQ. DQ, think about the recruits.
Well, I didn't even think the game would happen today.
DQ wearing a Florida sweatshirt, for those of you not watching on television, and... disappointing everybody.
Yeah, hurting recruiting.
Killing recruiting. Baseball. How is John Calipari going to continue?
He only got a four-star and a five-star today.
Right.
But you. Now, for Jerry.
You're clearly in this for some sort of care package for Kevin O'Sullivan to send over here, right? I mean, some sort of free stuff. I don't know. How about that?
So,
all right.
Trigger warning for Jerry and Alma. And
yes, for all of you sports fundamentalists. DQ's wearing a Florida sweatshirt, and there's not a doggone thing you can do about it.
Yep.
All right? So deal with it. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. There it is. Here's a guy who says we need to put the sandwich bracket together. Well, when did we talk about that? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. We have a lot of ideas. You got to understand that we spitball a lot of this.
Bring it up like 2 weeks later? Yeah, like, I forgot.
Where were you 2 weeks ago? We didn't have anything going on.
Let me explain how this works, okay? Let me explain. Here's how this works. And we'll get to your draft and what the hell the Falcons are doing and all
this. What about the Falcons? How about the Raiders?
Well, that's not.
The Raiders!
The Raiders are the Raiders. I mean, this is why they're always up near that position, you know, drafting was. And the Falcons, too. Anyway, here's how this works, okay? Like, this show happens in real time, right? And we don't script all this. I'll show you. I got 4 pages here that just tell me which ads to read. There's nothing. We don't have any script.
No.
We don't talk with it.
No.
And a couple of things we do to remind me, like DQ has the review today. It reminds me to say that. That's all that's on there. Morning Show writes out the dadgum constitution every time they
do
a show.
They do not deviate.
And they read from it every day. And that's why that show is that show. And that's why we're our show. Anyway, but here's what happens, all right? So we do this in real time. As soon as I hit the threshold of the door, I forget everything that happens here. I don't know. I cannot explain it. It's probably some sort of traumatic psychological thing that we just, you know, you want to immediately block out the last 3 or 4 hours of your life. And then I got to go put this podcast together. So I grab a little bite to eat usually, and I go put the podcast together, and I'm trying to remember like 3 or 4 good things that happened to put in there. But I can't remember them because, as I said...
You know, if you wrote them down as you went.
I don't want to do that.
God, that was boring.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So that's how that's the process. That's how it works.
If you look, I can lead the horse to water.
That's behind the scenes. That's how it works. Now, how we do a podcast when I'm gone for a week in June, I have no idea how that's going to take place. But
I know who ain't doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I know who's not doing it.
That's right. Yeah.
Abner Pine Ridge has texted in. Zach has only one note card. It says, ask DQ about the game.
That's right. That's all he has. That's right. You know what, DQ? That's what you get for wearing those kind of colors
DQ.
In here today. You know what? You get everything
recruiting.
You earn. You get everything you deserve today. Hurting recruiting. Yep. Wearing Florida.
Yeah,
I'm wearing red like a proper Hog fan here.
It's not cardinal red.
So what? It still counts. It's a station.
It doesn't
shirt.
Count.
The station shirt.
That doesn't count as an Arkansas shirt.
You want me to take it off? It counts.
No,
all right.
I would
no,
not.
No, God no.
Then it counts. All right.
Oh God no.
It
no,
counts.
No, 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 no.
Go get me a bathrobe real
Ooh,
quick.
Boy. Whoa. Whoa.
There you go. My father texted, and that's 5 minutes I'll never get back. Well, you know, time is valuable to you, sir. You are quite old. So
I believe that he has had more than 5 minutes with you that he's not getting back.
That's probably true. Mm-hmm. I certainly got about 10 hours in the car with him last summer that I'll never get, my life I'll never get back. But that's
crimson is a better shade of red than cardinal.
Hmm. Yeah,
it is.
And she went to that school, folks.
Yes,
I want you
did.
To remember
yep,
that.
Yep. Because
some of you are fans and you didn't go to that school. And I don't have any problem with that. A lot of people will judge you for that, not me.
I will.
But she went to that school.
Mm-hmm.
And look what look what's happened here. Look at it's unbelievable.
It's
what did Dave do to you?
Yeah, it's disappointing, DQ. Well, I know what happened to DQ. Was she remember the day she lost her Stanley Cup? She like fell. And lost.
Oh, my Nalgene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the day that I think it all turned.
Oh, really?
That's
when
I started hating the university.
Right.
I'm just
kidding.
Because
it's their fault you fell down?
Well, a few weeks earlier,
they had
she
ice
got
on the
parking
road.
Ticket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the parking ticket makes sense.
No, I'm kidding.
You haven't lived in Fayetteville if you haven't gotten a parking ticket from the U of A, though. Hmm. I mean, that's just... Then I told you, I was shocked when I got into the real world and got a parking ticket, and it was $5. I'm like, whoa. This is a deal.
Yeah, no,
it's like they're like $90 over there.
It's cheaper than putting it in the parking garage.
That's right. I was stunned. Was absolutely stunned. Let's see here. Josefa says we have turned her against the university.
No.
She reached this of her own free will. All right. Do not put this on us. We have a YouTube commenter, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
DQ does not have the heart of a Razorback.
No, she does
not. That's very true. Thank you,
Wearing
Marcus.
Wearing her Florida colors proudly.
Keep those YouTube comments coming, folks.
I feel like we've lost her when she wears the Texas stuff.
That'll be when it's over.
Right.
And you got to do that on a day Clay is here, because I really want to hear Clay turn into a I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed guy.
Right.
When that happens.
Right.
Because Clay hates Texas more than anybody here. I mean, that's just the way it is. So you got to do that. Maybe Texas week. I don't know. Well, Brian and Ozark.
Oh God,
happy,
I can't. I won't do it on Texas week.
Oh, why not?
I'll get shot in my car. Someone will see me driving down the road, and they'll just shoot me.
Only in certain parts of the state.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Most of the time, they'll just flip you off. They won't.
Yeah.
It's worse. They'll flip you off. Okay.
Whew.
Yeah, that's true. Don't let Bobby Petrino see you in that shirt. The last
right,
woman
yeah.
that wore a Florida shirt around him, got fired around here. Better be careful. By the way, Bobby Petrino in studio today, so it's going to be a lot of fun when he stops by. We'll cut it up. We'll talk some ball. We'll talk banjo rules. It'll be great.
Okay.
Coming up here.
You're not using banjo rules properly.
Why not?
Because it's a defensive concept.
Well, who would know better about how to pick apart a defensive concept than an offensive guru?
But
this is what I do, all right? If I want to know about defense, I talk to the offensive guys. If I want to know about the offense, I talk to the defensive guys.
How many offensive guys have you talked to?
That's immaterial.
Okay.
That's what you go opposite.
Ah.
I went to a clinic once where Gus was there, and all he did was talk about how to break down defenses. He didn't talk about offense all that much.
JT
good.
Says DQ should be fired with cause.
Boom. There's nothing in our deal about...
There's not a dress code.
Clothing. Yeah, there's
no
dress code. Yeah. Yeah. So... I don't know if that's enforceable.
Right.
You might have to call Jackie Mock if they sue you, DQ, or fire you.
Nobody said a word about me.
Well, we're used to your ragamuffin life over there.
Well, this is also from the college football playoff.
Look at that. Yeah.
But you guys wouldn't know.
How'd that game go?
Who cares? They got there.
They got their ass kicked. Who cares?
They got there.
Who cares?
They got there.
It was 84-6. Who cares?
It's 30-16.
But
it's a good little counselor.
Yeah. Let's see here. we'll get to. Okay, we got some. We got more stuff here. DQ's shirt is a topic. Here's a text about the NFL draft we can read. We got some other stuff here. 866-285-4005 on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As far as Arkansas goes,
yeah.
Now I know y'all don't like Matt Jones, the Kentucky guy, but he actually has something figured out about the how a roster should be built in today's college basketball. It's the UConn model. You need three freshmen, you need three returners, and you need the rest are transfers. You need some sort of between in the next seven spots. You need either 3 and 4 or 4 and 3 of transfers and returners. And they've got their three freshmen. All right. So now they need to go, and they've got one guy who's got experience in the SEC with Ivicic. All right. So now they need a couple more experienced guys, maybe another couple portal guys. Maybe they get somebody back. It seems maybe unlikely that was already here last year, but we're starting to see now that they're, I don't think they need many more freshmen than this. Like, three is a good number. Now work on getting some veteran guys back in here, because as we know, you can't win big with like 7 or 8 freshmen. It does not work anymore. It barely worked when he did it. So 3 is good. 3 is a good number. Very pleased with the outcome of this. But now you need to fill in the spots with some in. If you want to win, if you want to go for the title, if we just want to like look pretty at the dance, then do whatever you want. I don't care. But if you actually want to make a run at this thing, then you need to start to sprinkle in some more experienced people moving forward. They got the three freshmen. Good. move forward with some experience in my estimation, and in that of Matt Jones from Kentucky.
We'll see. I'm not worried about. He'll have a roster together, and they will be 4 and 5 stars, and there'll be a lot of talent out there, and everybody will be excited in November. Then you just got to go play. And that part is probably the basketball program should be like on the back burner now. Nobody should worry about it. He's fine. He's an adult.
Do you agree with the way to compose the roster if you want to win big? Or
I think you got to have 7 guys that are players. I think real, you know, frontline players. I think you've got to have 2 guys that are, you know, glue guys, if you will, and then you got to have a bunch of towel poppers. You know, projects, long-term guys. You know, Bayfall would have been, you know, a towel popper, a project guy. You got to have about 8 or 9 guys that can play. You have to have 2 that kind of know their role, you know, that they're 8 and 9, and then 7 that are, you know, your everyday rotation that you can, you know, move in and out. You have that kind of balance, and that's hard to achieve in today's world because they're all 13 guys think they should be starting. I'm sure that it is explained clearly that this is, you know, this is the vision, this is where we're heading. He wants me to define towel poppers. They're the guys at the end of the bench that wave the towels. Yeah. They keep the warm-ups on the majority of nights. We do hate glue guys, but I couldn't come up with a better word.
Well, I mean, anybody that knows anything knows, like, you don't win with 8 studs. Like, you win with a few studs, and then people who can fill in the cracks in a perfect scenario. They can do the different things in between the lines that you need to be a championship caliber team. I mean, you have to. I like what they've done. Now moving forward, get a few more experienced guys. Then they're in on some experienced guys. Yeah. They're working their best on all of that. So it's they know what they're doing. I'm just telling you what I think they should do, which is kind of what we do here. So, I mean, but if they put 8 freshmen on this team, they're not going to go far in the tournament.
Yeah, no,
that's just the way it is. All right. They're not going to do it. But I don't think they're going to do that.
He's got it right now. You know, Big Z is, you know, he was a role player. He was that 9th guy at Kentucky. I don't think you're going to be able to rely on him. You know, Fland is a high school kid. Carter Knox, high school kid. You know, it seems like he's locking down his recruiting class and then going to go to the portal and see what's left.
Yeah. All right. So there's what's going on there with the basketball stuff there with Arkansas. They now have, let's see here, 2, 4, 6. They have 9 spots left now. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. And 9, you know what? I think once you get to about 7 on the roster, you can be picky.
Yeah.
You can be really, really picky about who you want. And these are going to be coveted spots. These are going to be spots that you know, you're creating competition simply by not allowing, you know, end of the bench guys.
And remember as these remaining things come together, remember the only way to land someone like Adu out of the portal is for you to give $100 a month to the Razorbacks. Find out more on the web, and you know, that's the only way it'll happen. Donate $100.
Here's an idea for our friends that are watching over in the Smith Center. If you want to that $100 a month, we'll set up like a GoFundMe, and if we hit a certain number, DQ will not wear other teams' colors anymore.
Oh, a pledge drive,
right? DQ, would you be on board with that?
Sure.
You could look getting the money from me, but whatever. You know, we'll do it anyway.
A pledge drive.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
And we'll set
a praise-a-thon, if you will.
Yes.
A share-a-thon.
$30 million. Yeah. We take 20% right off the top.
Yeah. You know my nightmare scenario? I was thinking about this earlier because I read one of these clickbait articles about Bronny James. After all the crap we've talked about him and LeBron, Bronny James ends up here. You know what I mean? What do we do?
Yeah.
Then what do we do?
Yeah.
The crow will be served up medium rare, I guess. Then I don't know, whatever that is. Anyway, all right. Can you get a Jerry Lewis stand-in? Yes, Jerry Lewis is not available to host this pledge drive. Nor is that old lady from PBS, because I don't think she's with us.
Ryan in Paris has a great idea. We do the pledge drive, then just cut the video feed so nobody knows. Just a thought.
Due to technical issues. Oh, well, I don't know. Oh, yes, we need tote bags. That's if you're going to do a pledge drive. And you know what? This is another thing they've messed up over there. God bless them. And all that swag they have, they don't have a tote bag.
Tote bags.
How am I supposed to lug all this stuff around?
Here's an idea. What about a clear bag that you can take to the stadium?
A clear tote bag. Boom. Fixed it. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. Like, you know, I want discounts at my favorite bars and restaurant type places, you know, just like Ricky Vaughn. But, you know, you need a good tote bag if you're going to run a pledge drive. I mean, everybody knows this. Go to Conway. Go to Arkansas PBS. They know. You need a you need a tote bag and a DVD of Ken Burns' Civil War. That's what you need. Or baseball,
here's a
whatever.
Text around the 479. You two should really be called up to the Smith Center to help fundraising. You already got people paying to keep Brian from Ozark off the phones.
Yes.
By the way, this hour of the Ruskin and Zach Show brought to you by Cards. If you're looking for a company to dispose of your waste responsibly, Cards Recycling is your best option in Arkansas. No job too big or too small. Cards will do it all. 877-59-CARDS. This hour brought to you Brian and Ozark Free. They take out the trash like Brian.
Wow. I still feel that last line is very mean.
Did you read what he sent us the last time?
Oh, the slur?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well,
that doesn't bother me.
I know, but, you know, it's just a little clap back.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You're definitely not punching up, though, when you make fun of Brian and Ozark.
I know.
You're punching down. Yeah. Cards has a Cards has a backpack. We've got it in there behind a
DQ. Yeah, they do.
There's a Cards backpack in there. So yeah. I mean,
DQ show them. Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we got to put the camera on here. Hold on.
Yeah, that would be nice.
DQ keeps turning her camera off because she's worried about.
Why
there
is it DQ?
Well, she doesn't want to be shamed for her. There's the Cards backpack. Thank you. All right. It's a black backpack for those of you listening on the radio with orange cards on the
See,
back of it.
This is like Ruskin and Zach Plus. We give you a little extra.
That's
on the
right.
Video feed.
And it ain't $8 a month.
No,
either.
It is not. It's
free.
It is.
You get what you pay for, folks.
you get what we're paid.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So this is the best theory I've seen yet on Atlanta. All right, are you ready for this?
Sure.
This is from Peter Schrager from the NFL Network, all right? If Cousins gets Atlanta to the playoffs, they won't have a top 10 pick anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So take a quarterback now and then put him on the cooler in the cooler for a while.
I know everybody threw their hands up and like, what are they doing? I understand what the Falcons were thinking. Totally understand. You got a quarterback that is often injured. You've got a quarterback room that has one guy in it right now. You need quarterbacks.
Right.
This is, and everybody's, you know, calling it, you know, the Jordan Love succession plan or whatever you want to call it. But this is more functional than that. I get it. If Penix was your guy and whoever they draft at the number 8 spot wasn't going to make that big a difference between wherever they were. They're the favorite right now in the NFC South. Whoever they picked was not going to make a huge difference. So they're betting long-term on this. Totally get it. I don't agree with it, but I understand what they were thinking. Now, having said that, if you are a fan of the Las Vegas Raiders,
oh yeah,
Brock Bowers is a terrific talent. With your first pick last year, you drafted a tight end, a good one, who started for you last year.
Matthew Mayer.
Now you've got two. I don't understand that. Now, I understand,
they're going to run the eye.
McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy gets picked and they panicked. And it was like, oh, God, now what?
Oh.
Trade down. Get a guy who can't fail. Get a tackle, an interior lineman. You can always use linemen.
No.
But, boy, if you're a Raiders fan, I am just... I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to you right now. I mean, Dallas Turner from Alabama is sitting there. And I don't think anybody would have looked at you going, well, that's a stupid pick. Because he went like five later.
Right. Yeah.
But you took the best player on the board, Brock Bowers. I understand that. But this, you didn't accomplish anything on day one. You got a lot of work to do if you're a Raiders fan today. And Lurch, being the Raiders fan that he is, was talking noise to a bunch of Chiefs fans yesterday. The Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, win a Super Bowl, trade Tyreek Hill, win the Super Bowl, then get Xavier Worthy, who is Tyreek Hill 2.0.
Right. Yeah, no, receivers are a dime a dozen. You should never pay them. I mean, other than like the top three or four people. And listen, here's the situation with Kansas City. Tony's a bust, and they may have to get rid of Rice, or at least at the worst case, he's going to be suspended for some games because of this auto accident down there in Dallas.
They didn't draft Kadarius Tony. He came from the Giants.
Right. They acquired him.
They got 50 cents.
But he sucks.
But they paid 50 cents on the dollar. They took a flyer on him. He can't play.
Right.
Xavier Worthy ran the fastest 40 in the history of the combine.
Right.
And he's a pretty good receiver. And they're not going to ask him to run down the field and catch it. They're going to pitch it to him. It's going to be quick stuff to him. He's Tyreek Hill again.
Here's what I don't understand. If you're Buffalo and you've been duking it out with Kansas City for years, why do you make this deal? You can't help them out. What are you doing?
Unless the Buffalo Bills basically had a handshake agreement with the Chiefs. The Bills had their guy. They didn't move back that far. But if they had their guy, the Chiefs weren't going to take him, and you move down and you get him for a couple $100,000 less.
Okay.
Hey, you know, if that's the case.
A few hundred grand?
I don't know. I don't know what. It will be interesting to see who they take.
Is a few hundred grand worth the optics of helping out the Chiefs if you're a Buffalo fan today? I don't know if it is.
Maybe. I don't know what their cap situation is.
Now, another thing.
Plus, they got rid of Stephon Diggs. Remember that? So they're in the market for a wide receiver, and the Chiefs were like, hey, we want Worthy. And they're like, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, our guy's still there.
Right. Right. But as long as Worthy doesn't have hands of stone, he'll be fine.
You can hand it to him.
Well, you can do that too.
I mean, you can pitch it to him. He's fast.
But the drops were horrendous there, and it seems like they're taking it seriously to address that. Now, another interesting thing last night was Dallas moving back to get Tyler Guyton, Jerry Jones is becoming Joe Biden. All right. Neither of them have any senility left whatsoever. Okay. Jerry Jones called Guyton the sexiest offensive lineman in the draft in the press conference last night.
All right, look, you got to do something when you draft an interior offensive
lineman. It's time to take the microphone away from Pat Paul. All right, I'm sorry,
but they were in a no lose situation. You go down, you save a little bit of money, you draft an interior offensive lineman, or the kid's a tackle. They're going to kick him inside. All right, I mean, he's going to be the eventual replacement for Tyron Smith. You can get him on the field this year. That's a no lose scenario. Now they got work to do today and tomorrow, but. I don't hate that pick. I don't hate moving back if that's one of the two or three guys that you had targeted.
No, I don't have a problem with the pick. I have a problem with the owner calling him the sexiest offensive lineman in the draft.
Maybe he believed that.
Oh, I'm sure he did believe that.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands. All hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
What constitutes a flight of stairs?
Ooh.
What's a flight of stairs?
Six or more.
Okay.
Five or more.
What about where they go up, there's a landing, and they go up the other way? I think
that's two flights of stairs.
Two flights of stairs?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Every time there's a landing, it's a new flight of stairs?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought it was by floor. I didn't know it was. Because you can get two flights, by your definition, on one floor, like at a parking garage or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with DQ on that. Group of five steps constitutes a flight.
I say more.
More?
Yeah, like 10.
10. Okay.
10.
10, that's a lot.
Well, what if it goes five, landing five? God, they're loving this conversation in the front office, aren't they?
Well, that's,
there's nobody up there.
That's not, that wouldn't be two flights. That would just be really short stairs.
Okay. All right.
But
I was taking the stairs last Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm like, What is a flight of stairs?
Why did you take the stairs?
Because I was, because the elevator at a park, the elevator at a parking garage is disgusting. Even in our lovely communities here in Northwest Arkansas, people pee in there. I'm convinced. People pee in the elevator of a parking garage. So I'm not going in there.
If you peed in an elevator at a parking garage, our lines are open.
Oh, you know these people have. I mean, seriously. Please. Come on. Robert and Van Buren has chimed in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Big Chargers fan and loves Joe Alt,
yeah,
the tackle at number 5 that they got to protect Justin Herbert.
I am obviously biased, but I think getting the best offensive lineman in the draft is never a bad thing.
Yeah.
No matter who it is. Yeah. He's really good. And Jim Harbaugh likes to run football. And as he said in his introductory press conference, when somebody asked him about skill position, he's like, offensive line is a skill position. And they
it
got,
is.
Yeah. And they got the number one lineman in the draft. There's no downside to that.
Right. It's a combination of, it really gets shortchanged a lot because we don't have stats really. I mean, PFF kind of has offensive line stats, but there aren't really stats, so we can't quantify it, and so it gets short shift. But, I mean, listen, that is a combination of strength and accuracy because you have to be strong, obviously, right, and then you have to be in the right spot. If your feet are wrong or if you're in the wrong spot, none of it's going to work. The whole play doesn't work.
Chris and Harrison has sent us information on a flight of stairs. It says, how many stairs in a flight? The number of stairs in a flight varies depending on the building and design, but a typical flight of stairs is 13 to 16.
Doesn't say anything about a landing.
No, it does not.
I'm with DQ. I thought a flight was just, every time you hit a landing, you've crossed a new flight of stairs.
I was under that impression too.
But then I started thinking, but then there's two of these per level, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're going up two flights of stairs.
Right.
Like so if you go up three levels, you'll go up 6 flights of stairs.
Right. Yeah.
Because... And the five steps, a porch can have 5 stairs.
Yes, it
like
can.
Leading up to it. But you wouldn't say I went up a flight of stairs when you're walking on the porch.
True. You wouldn't say that. Or you fell down a flight of stairs and you fell off the porch.
You can't get up to another level of a building with just 5 steps.
No, you can't. No. Floors are 10, 12 feet, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have any contractors that listen to this?
Oh yeah, a few.
What do they? What do they? What does it say them? They're probably working. They're not listening to this right now. But I mean, what do they think? What's a flight? And I know the stairs. It's a rise and run. That's what the stairs are called. Did you know that?
I did not know
the
that.
The rise is the part that goes up, and the run is the flat part that you walk on. The rise and the run. See, I know things.
Well, we've got one sucker born.
Who?
You really have Petrino on the show? Did you get that new bottle of ibuprofen?
Yeah, I did.
Could you, because I'm starting to get one. I don't know. I thought
you
had.
It's not in here.
Oh, it's in there?
It's not in
here.
Would
you run in there and get me about 16?
No.
What?
I will not get you 16.
Fine.
8?
That is too many.
3?
That's an acceptable amount.
Oh, thank you.
Here's a text. A flight of stairs is a noun. A stairway between one floor or landing and the next. So it's either one.
Tyler's texting, what's worse, microwave talk or flight of stairs talk? I will still go microwave talk.
Okay. All right. I mean, these are the things, this is a slice of life stuff. Has anyone ever been taken the stairs and wondered, did I just go down 3 flights or 6 or 9? What did I do here? I don't know. This is what I think about. Will says he's quoting Cat Williams, the comedian. You take 20 Advil, it's going to be your last headache.
That's right.
There you go.
Huh.
No.
Here's somebody that's here for stair talk.
I love stair talk. Mm. What's the thing we did Wednesday? Toothbrush?
Razor.
Razor talk, yep.
Here's a text out of the 479. It all depends on the context. If I fall down 2 steps, you better believe the story will be I fell down a flight of stairs.
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit exaggerated. Right. Yes. Right. Right. But then, like, some of these houses, like, there's, like, the stairs that are hidden behind the wall and then the landing, and then there's, like, 2 steps in the dining room. But those 2 steps, that's not a flight. right?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so. I don't know. We've got, who was this on? Where did this text go? From Tyler in Atlanta, construction superintendent here.
Okay. All right.
The only flight I know is a flight of beer.
Not helpful at all.
That's right. Robert Mann wants to know, does the conversation about flight of stairs no one cares about count as a bingo card slot? Yeah, the we've got a space every day for topic no one cares about. So, yeah, you can put that in. Yeah. Or possibility for the God that is boring drop from Big Mike. That's a, if we use that, that's a space too.
God, that was boring.
Okay, there you go. There you All right.
That's your free space for
that's
the day.
Right. And this is a picture frame game today of a bingo.
Oh,
everybody
on the outside,
yeah,
okay.
Picture frame, right. Big picture frame, not little picture frame. So please fill out your cards accordingly, and no cheating. A bunch of scoundrels out there. I know what's going on. All right, let's see here. You can join us on the McLarty Dinner Hotline.
Like so many of you are during stair talk.
I love this. You know, I have. Here's my theory on the world. All right, we're all the same. It's just. We talk different, okay? If you bring me, you know, some Bubba from, you know, from rural Arkansas and like some street tough, you know, Italian guy from New York, they're the same guy. They're just, you know, they just talk different. And in Canada, we've got people just like you would see anywhere else, Florida man or whatever. How about Saskatchewan man? An officer pulled over a vehicle recently in Saskatchewan. The guy had no steering wheel. He was driving the car with pliers.
All right.
The steering wheel was missing, and the driver was using vice grip pliers to guide the vehicle.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of car is this?
It doesn't say what kind of car.
Is that why he got pulled over?
I'm not sure why. It says they wanted to... to talk to the man at the wheel, but it turned out there was no wheel.
Yeah, you can't talk to the man at the wheel. That's unsafe, right?
The Mounties put out a news release on this. The steering wheel was missing. The driver was using vice grip pliers to guide the vehicle. The driver was ticketed and asked to get a vehicle inspection. Let me give you a quick vehicle inspection on the house. You need a steering wheel.
Well,
thank you.
Why get a vehicle inspection? Get a steering wheel. What? I know this may seem like a stupid question.
Yeah.
But why would the steering wheel be missing? Where would it have gone?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's not something.
Who knew that's a ticketable offense? I figured that's an impound situation. Like, listen, you're going to have to find another way to where you're going because we can't let you drive this thing.
Robert Mann is a veteran of the Vice Grip Driving School. Oh, boy.
Beautiful. I wish I saw this one time up here.
Dan in Mount Ida has been Vice Grip Driving.
Really?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Maybe this is like shower beers. This is something we didn't know about that is a thing. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little bit unsettled if I get in the car and there's no steering wheel. Yeah, they're like, all right, take us there, Skitch. I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to think how that would work on a modern car because there are so many electronics involved with a modern car.
This probably wasn't a modern car.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's probably not. No. Usually stories like this, there may be more. If we Google this, there might be a picture or something.
Now we've got trash talk between texters. Text out the 479 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. That's ironic for Robert over at the Stadium Shop, since it sounds like Joe Bonamassa plays guitar with vice grips.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I've got a picture here. Let me describe this to you. The steering column is there. So you've got on the left, you know, the blinker, and on the right you've got the little windshield wiper thing, and then there's like this thing in the middle, and the pliers are on this it looks like a bolt in the middle, and you're driving with pliers.
Mac and Bono says apparently vice grip driving is normal in the 870.
Can you? You can't see that. Hold on. Yeah, that's. I'm sure it's normal in a lot of places, not just the 870.
From your hometown, text around the 501. Didn't know they had Missouri fans in Canada.
See that? If you look on TV, he's got
That's not an old car. That's like a.
It's not a new one.
Well, it's in the 90s.
I mean,
maybe.
It's not a 70, you know, F-150.
It's like in the 90s. something like that.
What's the proper hand placement on vice grip?
I don't know. The left handle and the right handle. I don't know.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Like this man in Saskatchewan. Is Saskatchewan the Mississippi of Canada? Is
that a great question? I think it's more like central Missouri.
Okay, all right. It's the Missouri of Canada.
Winnipeg feels a lot like Mississippi.
What about Edmonton? Edmonton is cow country, isn't it?
Edmonton's Oklahoma.
Oh, I see. All right. Cow country.
Sister cities. Sister province.
Right. All right, hold on. We've been sent a thing here. Oh, yeah. Well, this guy,
what on earth?
This guy in Mountain Home has rigged up the vehicle where the steering wheel is on the right. Now, are you a postal, a letter carrier, sir?
Oh my God! He's got the incredibly unsafe.
He's got the wheel in the right in the passenger seat, and then some sort of fan belt connected to the.
Are you seeing this?
Yeah,
this can't be safe.
Hold on, I'm permission to show this photo. Good, sure. I'm showing it. Look at that. You see this? You see what's going on here? Oh, unbelievable. Huh. I love it. Here's a text out of the 870. Let's see here. I'm from the 870, and I approve that message. It's pretty messed up down here. All right?
I guess I didn't realize this was as commonplace as it apparently is.
Well, we're idle rich out here with our steering wheels.
I've never, this was never an option for me, driving with a pair of pliers.
Man, look at me. I got shampoo and a steering wheel. Boy, I am in the 1%. You know what I mean?
1%.
Good Lord. And conditioner? Please.
Dan in Mount Ida says, British Columbia is the Humboldt County of Canada. Okay.
It's Humboldt, isn't it?
It's got an H. Doesn't say the H is silent.
I don't know.
Again, if we spell things phonetically, we don't have these problems.
Another reason I like Dan in Mount Ida, when we were talking about stairs earlier, he brought up that old Mitch Hedberg joke. An escalator is never broken. It's merely stairs.
That's correct.
What a great observation. That's one I wish I'd come up with, but I didn't come up with it. All right. Draft. We got that going on. We're working to confirm some baseball news. So you just hang tight.
Tell you what I learned. I don't know if it's right or not. I mean, we deal in...
The university has not confirmed what you're telling us yet.
I know somebody who may be my daughter who is on the cleanup crew for the games, the game tomorrow.
Okay.
They are being told that there will be a doubleheader.
Okay. The university has not announced this
yet. But
our sources on the cleanup crew tell us tomorrow.
Told to stand down.
Okay.
There will be a doubleheader.
All right. Here to, I believe, enlighten us on driving with pliers, Robert Mann from the Stadium Shop. By the way, right next to a Bomb Walker Stadium. Mm-hmm. So if you need your gear or whatever, that's where you go tonight and this weekend. Hi, Robert.
Hey, or you need a poncho.
Or if you need
a
poncho.
You're going to need a rain poncho.
Loaded up with ponchos there at the Stadium Shop.
Yep.
Good.
So I also heard a rumor about tomorrow being a doubleheader. So, and that has to do with the Sunday game, not tonight's game. So
right.
I don't know what's going on. I just had somebody walk by me and say that. So on the vice grip thing. So growing up, from birth till I was probably 19 years old, we built cars. My dad built cars, 32 Fords was his specialty. I could do a brake job and an engine overhaul at the age of 12. I'm not joking. I could. So if you're working on a car and you're building a car from the ground up, like Dad's 32 Fords, you get the engine running and you get everything going and you want to see if everything is working right, you might have to take it down the road with a vice grip.
Okay, I understand that. This man made a choice to drive the car with pliers. If you're, building a car or something, I totally get that. But he was out, you know, doing 65, you know, on the interstate, or I guess in their case, 88.
You know what happened?
Mm.
88, did he go back in time?
No, that's 88 kilometers.
Well, you know what happened? He gave it. He couldn't afford a steering wheel. He gave his last $100 a month to the collective.
There
he had to make a choice.
Plus,
he made a choice with
the international rate, he probably lost money.
That's right, yes.
Now, let me tell you one more.
Okay.
So, Dad, like I said, he built cars, and we worked on them all our lives, pretty much. So he had a 64 Corvette convertible, a 327, two four-barrel carburetors, four in the floor, the whole nine yards. He took it out, no doors, no roof. We lived on off of Alcoa Road down there, and the 870, as they put it, between Benton and Bryant. And I've actually ridden in a Corvette sitting on a milk case. We did not have seats in the car. We were just sitting on a milk case.
What year approximately are we talking about?
Down Alcoa Road at 125 miles an hour.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
I said, Dad, can you stop and let me out, please?
Wow.
I was about 16.
Okay. Wow.
So we're talking about the 1970, you know, 78, 79, somewhere, 77. Somewhere.
How old were you in 78 or 79?
In 78, I was a sophomore in high school.
My God, you're old.
I turned 18 and 80.
Wow.
Wow.
You were an old man.
Yeah, I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah, no shit. No, yeah.
Thank you. I'm almost 70. I didn't realize that. We were in school together.
But thank you, Robert.
Now I don't feel so bad.
How does that work if a client swears on the air? Do they pick up the tab? How would that work?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay, we just let it go. Yeah. All right. Not that we care about it.
It's clients in the morning show. They can swear.
Oh, okay.
We cannot.
We cannot. Right. And we have not.
No, we have not.
Well, you did that one time. You put the laser in your eye.
Well, yeah, okay.
And the one time the TV almost fell on you.
I didn't say.
I don't think the laser in the eye made it on the air.
The TV did?
Yes. But the laser in your eye, I think you guys were just hearing yourselves.
We probably were.
So,
and it hurt.
I don't think that made it.
Okay, well, that's
But the
good.
TV one.
I didn't get the tea out.
Oh, okay.
No, it was.
You were just telling someone to be quiet in the room. Everyone be quiet.
I said, shh. BE confirming the laser did not make it.
Oh, it didn't?
No, that's good.
I'm depressed.
That's good. Now I don't have guilt.
Okay.
It wasn't one of my I didn't swear. The TV almost killed me.
That TV?
Yeah.
It's not the one that they gave John Sterling. That's not
but 900. It was coming this way.
Ah, you're fine. It's glass and plastic. You would have lived. You've been cut up a little bit.
Yeah,
you've been fine.
I don't want to be cut up.
Well, I mean. Oh. All right. Let's see here.
Yes.
Well, we're trying to see what this says here. Boogie Flan got a Canadian male NIL deal.
Mm, okay.
What does that mean?
It means he lost on the transfer.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Guyman has asked, what else can be driven with pliers? He's asking about airplanes.
Well, let's ask that guy from the Rockies. So can you get some pliers in there? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never considered driving a car with pliers.
Well, this is what it's going to come down to. You're going to make your NIL payment for the month, or you're going to get a steering wheel. It's your choice. There is a truck I saw in Rogers one time a few years ago driving with no doors. Not a Jeep, because I've seen Jeeps without doors. That's common.
Right.
I'm talking like a pickup truck with no doors. I wish I could see that truck again. It was like an 89 Silverado, maybe.
I've seen people that have chosen to go sans doors on sedans. My favorite is the guy that puts the has one of those windowless vans, but puts an air conditioner in the back. I really enjoy that.
That's right. Well, you got to keep it cool back there.
BE suggesting riding lawnmower. You can do that with pliers.
All right.
All right. Cool.
You can also.
How did we get here?
The guy in Canada driving with pliers.
All right. Just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we got here. Thank you, Canada. Our home and native land. True Patriot North. Let's see here. Chris in Nashville texting in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. We took the doors off of Toyota and made it halfway down the street before they got pulled over.
Here's a text out of the Poto, Oklahoma. The 918. Never drove a car with vice grips, but I have used someone else's toothbrush. Looking at you, DQ. Mm-mm, do you want to answer that? Mm-mm.
Like, out of revenge, or?
I don't know. I don't know. I just read them. Can't get your hands at 10-2 with pliers.
No, they go at left and right, I guess, right? I
mean, TA in Las Vegas wants to know if you'd be willing to put a gun rack in your car.
No, I don't think so, no. Well, I mean, I keep my guns in the safe where they belong, you know what I mean? That's where I keep all my firearms. And we got quite the arsenal, let me tell you. By the way, Bobby Vetrino coming up in 15 minutes here on the McCarty deal.
Please don't. I've already had to fight that off twice.
We've got Tom
today.
Mars and Tom we've Mars. Got John Tyson.
Well, Joe Biden was making the rounds today. Can we get him too?
Yeah, we tried. He declined. Okay. He declined. So, and yeah, we you know, you win some, lose some.
Mm.
That's how that works.
Sean and Elmas' vice grips are good for so many things. Steering wheels, hood latch on a tractor, and a handle for a hatchet. DQ, you were raised on a farm. You ever use a vice grips for a hatchet?
Well, no, but I could see how you would use that.
Well, now wait a minute. Now, they're insulated, right? The
Yeah, I've seen. Okay, I have seen pliers or something like that used as the handles for pots and
yes,
pans.
Yes, well, I was about to say you've got a Dutch oven now. You've got to use them to get the
I
lid
don't
off
think
of it.
I can't. Now, it's quite heavy.
Now, this I have done. Robert points out you can use vice grips as a on a manual. Manual gears, a shifter.
Oh, on the stick.
I've done that.
On the four and the floor.
Yes. Because it was a fun game back in high school, because back then we could actually drive manual cars, to go in and unscrew the knob and take it and then mix and match. I wound up with a Mercedes thing one time.
That
would piss people off.
We don't have cool names like that anymore. Three on the tree, four in the floor. No. We don't have that anymore. We've got, D. an R. That's all we got. Yeah.
I don't like the paddle shifting either. I'm over that. The next car gets going to be a manual.
I'm always so scared that I'm going to accidentally engage that and have no idea what to do. Turn the hazards on.
Well, all of a sudden, your RPMs are just going to hit the roof.
Oh, but so you got to shift.
Like, my car has a kill switch. It hits like 7,000 RPMs. It shuts down. But what?
My car doesn't have any of this stuff.
That's because you're probably actively hoping your car blows up.
Oh, my God.
It is. How many lights are on right now?
None.
What?
None.
Did you, take the fuse out?
No, my car is all good now.
Okay. Do you know what a three on the tree is?
No, but I do know how to drive a standard.
Then you should
know where that comes in.
But I don't know that phrase.
Okay.
You know where that comes in handy? The Amazing Race. They put these people in these foreign countries, and inevitably on one leg or more, the car that they have to drive is a stick.
So if we want to shut down like the Gen Zs, what we have to do is give them rotary phones and manual transmissions, and they're completely screwed.
Take away TikTok and the phone and automatic transmission. Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd win that war.
Yeah. Yeah. We would stop them dead in their tracks.
You'd win that war. Yeah. Would. Yes. All right. How about D'Angelo Russell last night? Loses the game and then puts the... You want to talk about an addiction. The guy's got the phone out immediately after the game on the floor. On the floor. That's an addiction, folks.
Text out of the 870. You can use vice grips to hold a joint. Keeps the smell off your fingers.
Now, that's the useful piece of information we've been looking for here. Thank you, sir. Or ma'am. All right.
66 WPBC. You know, if y'all would use some of this... You criminals would use some of this knowledge for good, we would be unstoppable. Because that would have never crossed my mind.
You know, America used to be this way.
That's right.
We used to use our powers for good.
We were a proper country.
We were a juggernaut. Undefeated.
Ah, here's Daisy and Mina. She wants to create a fight. Who would go first in an ESPN Arkansas draft?
Who's drafting?
Another company.
Like outside?
Yeah. IBM.
That's a tough one.
IBM.
No. I was thinking, like, if our bosses are drafting, like, we're going to be undrafted free agents, you know.
Yeah. They would be like, no, you're not in the draft.
Here's your salary and a couple of tires. Here you go. Congratulations. You made the team.
Boy, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know.
We all have so many flaws.
But tremendous upside.
Yes.
And they love that in the draft.
Who's got the highest ceiling?
It's a new guy.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
him. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the biggest unknown in the draft.
Right.
He's like that year that, who was it? The only tape they had was like on the internet, like Ricky Rubio or one of these guys. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
they all know what we can't do.
Yes.
We don't know what he can do.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, all right, there you go, new guy.
Yeah.
New guy.
Can you imagine a talk show host combine? Good God. The 40, it would take an hour to run a 40. I mean, good Lord. Can you imagine that? I mean, Matt Jones would do okay with the rest of us. I mean, come on. That would be something.
I'm pretty sure that the company insurance plan would go, no.
You want to do what now? Oh, that's something you never tell them until after the fact. Ask forgiveness,
yeah,
not permission.
You're right.
Right. Like the day we ran Ford laser time 40s at one day. We didn't ask to do that. We just did it.
Okay.
That's the day I ran 20 yards and I was like, oh, I'm almost done. Oh, there's 20 more. We're halfway?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that last 20 is really, it's
it
tough.
It takes forever.
It's very tough.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.